the thorax, between the lungs, our heart is conical in shape, with the base above, the apex below. Sugar beets, raising cane, raise you up and set you on my lap.
If you don't recognize that voice, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. So let's make sure you're listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 643. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Calvin Johnson. I played the song Sugar on Sunday, which is on his new album, Gallows Wine, which came out April 7th on K Records. He is, of course, based out of Olympia, Washington. That album is not good. There are a couple songs on it that I like, but mostly he went into a studio in the South and said, I'm going to make a raw rock and roll record, and hit record, and, well, what came out was just not very good. A couple of songs on there make it redeeming. You might want to listen to that one online, find some tracks you like, add them to a playlist, whatever you do for an album that's not so good. Let's continue on here. Let's give this one a shot. This is Damian Girardo with the song Neiman Marcus.
Of your whereabouts, crashing waves like cashing paychecks, acting in by mid-commercial, feeling the earth change frame by frame, losing his faith in a Neiman Marcus, feeling his loss in the central time zone. Turning her head, she had missed the explosion. never the same. I want my money back. Follow me back. Follow my hand. Follow me into the night. A rush of the blood hitting his head, seeing himself in the ambulance. I'd follow you to the ends of your mind. I wasn't kidding you, or else I'd take it back. She said I was singing when I answered the phone. Operator, would you help me place this call? My mother, she lost me in a Neiman Marcus, looking for her car in a sea of other cars. Through the hole in the fence, never the same. I want my money back. Follow me back. Follow my hand. Follow me into the night. A rush of the blood hitting his head, seeing himself.
James. exchange for his parole, took the life of James the Outlaw, which he snuck up on and stole. No one knows just where they came to be misunderstood, but the poor Missouri farmers knew that Frank and Jesse do the best they could. Keep on riding, 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 Frank and Jesse James. Keep on riding, 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 till you clear your names. Keep on riding, 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 cross the rivers and the range. Keep on riding, 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 Frank and Jesse James. Well, Frank and Jesse James. Keep on riding, 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 on riding, 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 cross the prairies and the plains. Keep on riding, 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 Frank and Jesse James.
Oh, I love a good story song, and I love Warren Zevon. That song is Frank and Jesse James from his self-titled second album that came out in 1976, though I have it on a 2008 Rhino reissue. Picked that one up the other day as I've been in a bit of a Warren Zevon, Richard Thompson, Townes Van Zandt, John Prine sort of kick lately, and needed to hear that album. Before that, we heard from Damian Gerardo with the song Neiman Marcus. That's on his new album, Sometimes You Hurt the Ones You Hate. Came out March 31st on his own Maricopa label. He's based out of Seattle. That album is kind of iffy as well. Since he went to his own label, this output has been kind of spotty. I think there are still some wonderful songs out there, and that's one of them. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I've got a track here from Ariel from Chicago. The song is called Molten Young Lovers. interesting set of songs there, all inspired by recent concerts I've been to. We started that set off with Ariel and the song Molten Young Lovers. That was the title track off of the band's 2017 album that came out on Shelf Life Records. I saw the band a few weeks ago at Minibar and really enjoyed the set. It was a lot more kind of dream pop than I remember them being. So I went out hunting for some of the songs that I had heard. I didn't find those albums, but I did find this one. I picked that one up and it's pretty good. It's not the ones I was after, but I'm happy with my purchase. And then after that, we heard from Clan of Xymox with the song Emily. That was on the In Love We Trust album that came out in 2009 on Trisol Records. I saw that band a month ago, maybe a little bit more. While I was very familiar with the band's early records, I thought pretty much nothing really interesting happened after, I don't know, 1987 or something. But I was wrong because I really enjoyed that song, went and picked up that album, and that's a good album. That song in particular there is definitely the winner, and I'll enjoy listening to that one. I hope you did too. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 643. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we're going to be busy. On the 18th, Daniel Gum is playing at Farewell. On the 20th, Carcass is at Granada, or Omega Tribe is at Howdy. On the 21st, Black Mariah is at Velo Garage. 22nd, Limb Dealer is at Howdy. Radkey is at Ship on the 22nd. Molchat Dolma is at the Truman that night. Missouri Executive Order 44 is at Big Mood Natural Wines. On the 24th, Junkyard Royalty at the Greenhouse. 26th, Thelma and the Squeeze at Minibar. 27th, Black Flag is at the Record Bar. 29th, New Pornographers at Truman. Damien Girardo at Record Bar. Juju at Bottleneck. Or Still Ill at Blip. Looking into May, Dryad at Farewell on the 1st. Skinny Puppy at Liberty on the 2nd. Dreamwell is playing Encore on the 4th. Red Kate has a show on the 5th at Farewell. Spike Hellas is playing Emerald on the 7th. Nothing new on the website. Stuff's coming. I've been to shows. I'm back out and about. But right now, that's it. So let's play one more track for you. Let's do one from the new Hold Steady record. The album's called The Price of Progress, and it came out March 31st on the band's own Positive Jams label. The song I play is called Sixers, kind of a typical Hold Steady song about people living life on the fringes, usually chemically aided. The whole album is good. Nothing's going to strike me quite as much as their early records did. It hit me at just the right time, but this is a fine one, and this song here is a very good one. I think if you listen to this one online, you're going to find something you enjoy. Probably end up picking this one up. Probably pick it up on vinyl. That's how this should be listened to. Anyway, so let's end things here with Sixers by the Hold Steady. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
She got a sixer from the store down the street. Stayed up watching basketball replays. There's a reason that she can't go to sleep. And it's got nothing to do with LeBron James. Has to do with a chemical reaction. Stimulated synapses, the snapping of the crackling. The doctor gave her something to focus her attention. She's got a 6-month supply in the cupboard in the kitchen. Upstairs she hears footsteps, and she has an idea. He's home late from some dinner and some drinks. Another Friday with the suits in the steakhouse. Asset management's as thrilling as you think, but they pay him pretty well. Now he's renting out the penthouse. Hasn't met the neighbors, he's new to the building. So he's a little bit surprised when he notices the knocking. When he opens up the door, it's the girl who lives beneath him. She said, I know it's pretty late and I hope that you weren't sleeping. She said she thought she heard footsteps and she had an idea. Made a little small talk. Now she's here in his entrance, shaking up the on the maracas. Said she's high and she's restless. We'll put something on her stereo, it sounds like it's Sinatra. She thinks that seems a bit square. But there's things you overlook when you're getting with a guy upstairs. She opens up the bottle and starts pouring out the pills. Crush it on the counter, being careful not to spill. He starts mixing drinks, measuring the gin, getting down the glassware, muddling the mint. They talk about their work, where they went to school, how the city's kinda changed, how it used to be so cool. It's hard to make friends when your job is so demanding. They start dancing. Sunrise and the sundown, sending out for takeout, sharing inside jokes now. Finally tries to kiss her, she said that it's not like that. And now he wished he wouldn't have done that, cause everything is awkward and the conversation slows. She cleans off the countertop and said that she should probably go. She's seen him at the mailbox, flipping through the mail drop. She wasn't sure how to start it. Spent the last weekend trying to find a small connection. At least she got to see his apartment. A Nagel poster in the silver frame. She thought that seemed kinda lame. She wakes up late for work with the sniffles and a spiraling shame. And later in the fall when she sees him in the hallway, she makes a point to be friendly. He's standing with some baby that he's calling his fiance. Her name is either Kelly or Katie. She's glad they found each other. The wedding's next September. She's planning her own party tonight. Crushing up pills at home, watching basketball highlights. She thinks she hears footsteps, but now they're not really there.